Let's go further. Psachim Daf Bet Amud Aleph. We're up to four lines from the bottom. Okay? Four lines from the bottom. Metive. En Masi'in Maso'ot. Masu'ot. Does everybody have the place? Four lines from the bottom of Bet Amud Bet. We move on to the next proof that the Gemara attempts to give in regards to the Machloket Rav Huna Rav Yehuda of what the definition of the word Or is as a noun. Is it night or is it day? So let's see. I'll tell you, the Gemara, any excuse it has to give us a bekiut in Shas, it does so. You should know, it's by design. This is not random. This is a planned, this is a style of the Gemara. I know we mentioned the words of the Rashba, that all these different proofs were proofs that were given in different Batei Midrash, and they're all put in one place. So therefore, even though we already had one that ended with a Shema Minah, which could have been final, but the Gemara is giving us, Ravina Ravashi is giving us all the other opinions that were said. The reason for that is because Ravina Ravashi, by design, they planned the layout, the format of the Gemara to be that whenever we have a chance to acquire a bekiut, to acquire a hekef in Shas in one page, they do so. It's always done like that. Even though it's not necessarily gufa inyan. But here, what is the Gemara doing? First of all, it gave us like a few examples from Psukim in Tanakh. So you heard a Pasuk in Tehilim, a Pasuk in Chumash, a Pasuk in Iyov, a few Psukim from Iyov. So even someone who is not a person who learns Tanakh now came to be familiarized with some Psukim in Tanakh. Who knows? Maybe that will whet, W-H-T, his appetite, and he'll actually open up a Iyov one of these days, because it tasted so good when it was brought to him in the Gemara. And then the Gemara gives us a few braitaot from our Masechet itself, from Masechet Psachim, just to show us, you know, what's in store for us. And now we're going to hear a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and then a topic in Hilchot Nida, and then in Kadashim, and then in the Tfilot of Yom Kippur. I mean, so it seems random, right? So why do you have to spin our head like this? The Gemara, anytime it has a chance to give us bekiut, to give us like, you know, a nice little tour around Shas, it does so. And here we have the bekiut is, what's the silver lining between all of them? The word O, light. So anytime it says light, a light bulb turned on, in the Gemara, and so, let's check. Is this a proof to Rav Yehuda or to Rav Huna? So let's see. Metive. We ask from a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kavet Amud Bet. Today's Rosh Chodesh, so this is a good Mishnah to learn. It has to do with Rosh Chodesh. En Masi'in Masu'ot Ela Al Chodesh Shenir'e Bizmano Lekadesho. We only use the system of torches. Masu'ot means torches. We use this system only to notify people about Rosh Chodesh that was actually revealed, that was discovered on time. On time being the 30th day of the month. If during the 30th day of the month it was found out that it's Rosh Chodesh already, which means that if today, the 30th of the month, is Rosh Chodesh, meaning the first day of the next month, that means the previous month did not have 30 days, it only had 29 days. A.K.A. Chodesh Chaser, a lacking Chodesh. Some Chodashim you have 29 days, that's Chodesh Chaser. Some Chodashim, you have 30 days, that's Chodesh Maleh. Whenever we have Rosh Chodesh 2 days, such as, for example, the Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan that we are in right now. It's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So yesterday, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, is the 30th of the month of Tishrei. Today is the first of the month of Cheshvan. So that means Tishrei was a Chodesh Male. When we're going to have only one day, such as Rosh Chodesh Kislev, is going to be one day. So that means the month before was only 29 days, Chodesh Chaser. So now, in the olden days, there was a system of Masi'in Masu'ot. And I mean really in the olden days. Because even in the olden days, they stopped this system because the Tzedukim started to harass the Jews and they started to mess around with this system of the torches, and therefore that was abolished. And the system of sending shluchim throughout the land to notify them about Rosh Chodesh started. But before that system of the shluchim, you had the system called Masu'ot. Masu'ot means torches. Once the Bet Din decided that today is Rosh Chodesh, how are we going to get the information out to all these cities in the country and even beyond into the country of Babel? How are we going to get the information to all the Jews? So they had a system of lighting torches. At a certain point in one city, one would go at night and hold up a torch on the top of the mountain. Someone who was waiting for him way far, all the way down in the next town, in the high hill there. When once he saw the torch lit, he would immediately light his torch. And this would have a domino reaction all the way till Babel. And that's how they knew about Rosh Chodesh, as immediately as possible. So now, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us, when do we do this system of Masu'ot? En Masi'in Masu'ot, Ela ala Chodesh Shenir'e Bizmano Lekadesho. Only when the Chodesh, the new moon, has been discovered, Bizmano Lekadesho, to sanctify the month, which means on the 30th. Before the end of the 30th day of the month, the new moon was discovered, the Molad was discovered. Mimela, they have to be Mekadesh that day as Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, people have to know that that day is Rosh Chodesh, they would use the Masu'ot. Ve'ematai Masi'in Masu'ot, and at what point in the day, at what time would they put up the Masu'ot? Here's the key word. Le'o Iburo. To the O of the Ibur. Ibur is like Ubar or Me'uberet, that we say a pregnant woman in Hebrew is called Me'uberet. So a Chodesh that is Male is like a pregnant month. Normally it would have 29 days, and now it had another day, so it's male. So like Vayimle'u Yameha Laledet, the connection to pregnancy. So that's called Yom Ha'ibur. Yom Ha'ibur is the 30th day where if it's not a Chodesh Chaser, if it's a Chodesh Male, that's the day that calls it a Chodesh Male, therefore that's the day of Ibur. So Le'or Iburo, we'll soon see what that means. We'll look in Rashi first. That's when they would go up to light the torches. Look in Rashi. Rashi is 6 lines from the bottom. Okay? So look in Rashi. En Masi'in Masu'ot. 6 lines from the bottom. What does Masu'ot mean? What does it mean? Avukot. Torches. Masu'ot comes from the Lashon Lenasot. That means to lift up. Because a torch is something that you lift up. Also a flame is something that when you light it, it's like you're lifting up a flame. So that's why the word Masu'ot is used for a torch with a flame. Avukot berashe harim. In the top of the mountains, hayu shluche bedin osim. The shluche bedin, the messengers from bedin, would make torches on the mountaintops, lehodia shehayom kichu bedin et hachodesh, to make known today Bet Din of Yerushalayim has been Mekadesh et HaChodesh. It was declared as Rosh Chodesh in order to make known to everyone they would use the system of Masuot. When would they do that? Ela al HaChodesh Shenir'e Bizmano LeKadesho. Let's see how Rashi explains. Only in a month that was seen in its time. What does it mean when the Molad was seen in its time? Beyom Shloshim, comma, on day 30. Shenir'e LeKadesh. That's when the Molad was seen in order to be Mekadesh. De'ilu kesheachodesh me'ubar, because if the month is me'ubar, me'ubar is synonymous with the word male. If the chodesh is male, if it's a chodesh of 30 days, ve'osin rosh chodesh biyom 31, which means that the first day of the coming month is on day 31, day 31, not to say no month has 31 days, but it means the day after the 30th day, if that is, that's when we do Rosh Chodesh, that's when it's the first day of the Chodesh. In that case, meaning, the Molad was discovered late. They didn't see it early enough. So they didn't come to Bedin to tell the Bedin that we saw, you know, you had two witnesses that would come to Bedin to testify they saw the Molad HaLevana. They saw the birth of the new moon. So, if they came on the 30th day itself, and they were able to testify on the 30th day itself, and the Bedin was able to be Mekadesh et HaChodesh on the day of 30 itself, which means that retroactively the month before was only 29, then it was necessary lehasim masuot. It was necessary to lift up the torches and to let everybody know. But if, let's say, the Molad was not discovered yet, the 30th day passed, kesheachodesh me'ubar ve'osin rosh chodesh biyom 31, now inevitably you're doing rosh chodesh on the 31st. En mekadshim oto. In that case, the bedin did not need to be mekadesh. What does it mean? The bedin is mekadesh. Normally, when the edim come the night of the 30th, right? During the 30th day, so then the Bedin would say Mekudash, and all the people sitting in the Bedin, they answer after the Bedin, Mekudash, Mekudash. So then by the mouth of the Bedin and of Klal Israel, this month has been sanctified. But if, let's say, the Edim did not come, and the 30th day passed, so then the night after the 30th, is it necessary for Bedin to say Mekudash? No. Shekvar kideshuhu shamayim. From shamayim already, Rosh Chodesh has been kadosh, has been sanctified. So therefore, v'ashmoinan haitana, this Tana is teaching us, de'achaser avdinan masuot. What's achaser? Who would like to translate that word? De achaser. What's the a in achaser?
Like on a lacking.
On. Very good. The a of achaser means on. On a lacking month, on a month that is chaser, avdinan masuot. We employ the system of masuot. Ve amale, but on a month that is male, lo avdinan masuot. We don't do masuot. Why? It's not necessary. Because once they won't see the torches, they realize they're waiting the whole day. The guy, Miskin, I'm sure he took some good snacks with him, you know, and he's up on the mountain, he's waiting to see from far, he's putting on his glasses, he's, how do you call those binoculars, he's looking and says, no, nothing's doing. Okay, back to his Mishnayot, or back to his learning, whatever. Keep on looking up, doesn't see. Once the next day has come and there's no Masuot, that's it, his job is done. What do you mean? Everybody's going to know, oh, must be the previous month is Male, and now the Rosh Chodesh is on day 31. Ukshe'en ro'im Masuot, yodim sha'chodesh me'ubar. When they see there's no Masuot, they know the Chodesh is me'ubar. Now, the question is, when they would lift up the torches. So we already established, when is it that they would use the system of Masu'ot? They would use the system only when the month is Chaser, right? When they figured out on Day Shloshim, they saw the Molad. So now, when is it that they light up the Masu'ot? So maybe right away, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the 30th day, Yalla, Maher, lift up the Masu'ot. So what does the Mishnah say? What did it say? Next Rashi. Le'or Iburo. Ematai Masi'in Masu'ot, Le'or Iburo. Rashi, and this already gives it away, Lail, or Lel, She'avar Shloshim, the night after the 30th day passed. Le'odia She'ayom Nitkadesh. To be Modia, that today, on the 30th day, is Matmid Kaddish. So, Lel Shlosh, or if you read without the parentheses, Shloshim ve'echad kari iburo. Day 31 is called iburo. Al shem shebonasa chodesh meubar. Because that's how the month, that's when we are told that the month beforehand is meubar. Keshen kovim bo et rosh chodesh. When they were not kovea rosh chodesh on day 30. So Shloshim ve'echad is called iburo. Or Iburo is the night of Shloshim Ve'echad, if we want to talk about today or yesterday by us. So last night was called Or Iburo. Today is Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Today, Aleph Cheshvan, is the day of Shloshim Ve'echad. Last night, right? Last night was Sunday night. Sunday night is called Or Iburo. Abotai, what do we see clearly, glaringly from all this talk? That the word O is night. And that's what the Gemara says, Alma O Urtahu Shma Mina. We see from here that O is Urta, meaning nighttime. Shma Mina, that's final. Here we have our second final answer. Shma Mina, second one, to prove to us, like the opinion that said, that O is Lele, which is Rav Yehuda. We move on to the second, to the next one. Metivei, two lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Metivei, haya umet kol alayla, umakriv al hamizbeach. The Kohen was standing all night, and he was dealing with the korbanot on the mizbeach. Kama, don't make the mistake that maybe some people might, you know, make haya omid kol alayla umakriv al hamizbeach leora. No, put a comma there. Haya omid kol alayla umakriv al hamizbeach. All day long, all night long, the kohen was makriv korbanot, all the emurim, all the chalavim. He was making sure that they are consumed on the mizbeach. Leora taun kiddush yadayim veraglayim. Leora, in the morning, the Kohen is required, even though he was up all night, even though he was doing the Avodah all night, and so therefore there is an opinion that would hold that he doesn't have to wash his hands and feet in preparation for the next day's Avodah, since the next day's Avodah is all continuation from the night, because he was up all night. According to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, according to Rabbi, Ta'un Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Divrei Rabbi. Because Rebbe holds that even though he was up all night, so he becomes Nifsal Belina. It's considered like the day, the nighttime has passed over him, and now he has to rededicate himself to the Avodah of the next day by doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, by washing his hands and feet by the Kiyor that was in the Beit HaMikdash. So when does he do that? Le'ora. So the Gemara doesn't even have to tell us over here, Alma O Nagi. You know, the Gemara says, well, you see, it says Le'oran, it means morning. Ooh, maybe this is a proof, actually, one of the few ones, right, for Rav Huna, who said that it has to do, that O means morning, that O means daytime. Answers the Gemara, two words, Ora Shani. The word Ora is different than the word O. We are discussing the word O, Alev Vav Resh. Or can mean nighttime. It can mean daytime, it can mean nighttime. But ora, that's not a question. Ora means in the morning. Ora, because what's the difference? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm talking as if I was about to tell you what's the difference. I'm thinking out loud. You know, what's the real why ora shani? You ever ask yourself, you learn this Gemara. The Mefashim don't really go into it. Why is or and ora, what's the difference? Ora is, I think, an emphasizing the light aspect. Ora. You know, there is, like, for example, in Dikduk, there's what's called Hey Hazirus. Let's say, for example, Lechu Neranena Lashem, Nari'a Letzurishenu, right? It could have said Lechu Neranen. Neranen means we shall sing. What's this Neranena? It's an emphasis. It's to show, you know, even more zrizut, like we learned before. There is such a thing called Hey Hava, like it says in this week's parasha, Hava Nereda. Venavela Sham Sefatam, Hashem said when he came down to see the Migdal Bavel. Hava. He could have said Hav, but the Hava or Nagila is a ziruz, is a lashon of one who is getting into it, you know, urging himself on. So Ora is with the hay is emphasizing the light. When you're emphasizing the light, it has to be light time. It has to be daytime. I mean, right. Come on. So that's why Ora is different. But right. I'll just finish the idea. But all without that hay is still open for a poetic description, which means which can mean nighttime, as we see. That Rashi says, Rashi, Alma. We didn't do that one. Alma or urtahu dehabayom en masiin en masuot shel or. Why is it that we don't light the torches in the daytime? Because you don't see them in the daytime. When will you see them? Only in the nighttime. Okay, that's from before. And then the next Rashi. Omed umakriv kol halayla, the Kohen who stands all night and is makriv, leora ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. In the morning, he needs to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Says Rashi, the kasava Rebbe holds, lina poselet bekiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That overnight causes the chiyuv of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. V'tama mefaresh bizvachim. Lina means staying up all night. That's what lina is. Poselet bekiddush yadayim v'raglayim requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, which otherwise the avodah will be pasul. That's what it means. Poselet kiddush. It doesn't mean it's posel the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It means without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the avodah will be nifsal. Just making sure you understood that. So that clarifies. That's clear. There's no argument in that. V'tama mefaresh bezvachim, and the reason being is explained in Masechet Zvachim Daf Yutet. Then look what Rashi says. Ora shani hecha detani ora. When we have in the Mishnah the word ora, lo palig Rav Yehuda. Then Rav Yehuda will not argue with Rav Huna. Dehu lashon Yom. All he gives us is Yom. So it sounds like probably it means a Netzachama, which is the official beginning of Yom. So probably that's what it means. But I'll leave your question a little bit open for more Iyun. Okay? See a nice little point from the Chatam Sofer. The Chatam Sofer asked the question, this is going back on the one before, Rashi told us, Alma, if you looked in the Rashi before, Alma o urtahu dehabayom en masiin en masuot shel o nir imirachok. Why is it, Rashi explained, why is it that they did not do, lift up the masuot, the torches, in the daytime? Because in the daytime it's not going to be seen. Therefore you have to do it at night. So the Chatam Sofer said, wait a second, and this has to do a little bit with your question, Yosef, that, wait a minute. Maybe you could explain Le'or Ha'ibur in the morning, that they lit up the Masu'ot in the morning. When in the morning? In Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar, it's still dark outside, so the effect of the Masu'ot is still there. So how is there a proof? What's the proof that Or has to mean in the nighttime? And Rashi explains, because in the nighttime, that's the only time you're going to see the torches, the light of the torches. 1 minute, maybe you could still explain that O means Naghi, meaning Amud HaShachar. And Amud HaShachar, you could still see the light. But the Chatam Sefer answers, it doesn't make sense that they would require the lighting of the torches by Amud HaShachar. Why? Because maximum you have 72 minutes time from Amud HaShachar until Enetz HaChama, when it's totally light outside, right? Now, this whole system of the Masuot took a long time. There was a lot of Masuot to go on. You know, you want all the Jews in throughout greater Eretz Yisrael and beyond in the diaspora that they should know about it, right? So this process of the Masuot took at least 2 to 3 hours or maybe even more. So what about, you know, so from Amud HaShachar, if you're going to start, you won't be able to put it all in to those 72 minutes. And after the 72 minutes, nobody sees the light. It has to be that it was in the nighttime. That's the proof that O over here means nighttime. So that's a nice clarification from the Chatam Sofer. Yeah?
Good.
Okay.
Because the next sugya needs like a fresh start, I think.
Fresh start meaning. Let's continue. Meitive, we go on to the next Meitive. This is like what, number 10, number 12 already. Beautiful, beautiful. Marzutra, Meitive Marzutra. Marzutra came with his little package over here in the sugya of where whether O means night or day. Hamapelet or lishmonim ve'echad, a woman who miscarries in the time that is or lishmonim ve'echad. Let's just translate it, you know, in truth and forget it. O means the night of 81. Okay, obviously the Gemara is going to show us later that oh, you see, O is the night. Fine. So hamapelet or lishmonim ve'echad, she miscarries the night of the 81st day. Bet Shammai potrim mikorban. Bet Shammai say you're patur from bringing another korban for that second birth. All you have to do is to give birth, bring one korban, and it's good for both. I'm going to explain all this in a minute. We'll see Rashi. Ubet Hillel mechayevim. Bet Hillel require, no, they obligate a separate korban for this second born that came about. Amru Bet Hillel Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel told Bet Shammai, Maishna or 81, miyom 81. I mean, there you have it. What's the difference between or 81, the night of 81, and the day of 81? Why are you, Bet Shammai, saying, you, Bet Shammai, you agree that if she would give birth on the day of the 81st, then surely she has to bring a separate korban for the second one. Because she gave birth the night of, now, the korban for the first baby is good also for the second baby. What's the difference between the night and the day? Everybody agrees, vayere vayboker yom echad, that the day begins from the night. Im shivalo letum'ah lo yishvelo lekorban. And here's another point, another argument. That's how Rashi explains it. It's two arguments. Another argument, im shivalo letum'ah, if we consider the night and day equal as far as Tum'ah is concerned. Meaning if she were to see Dam in the night of the 81st or on the day of the 81st, it's not Dam Toha. It's Dam Nida, according to everybody. So when it comes to Dam, when it comes to Tum'ah, there is no difference between the night of the 81st and the day of the 81st. Lo yishvelo lekorban. Shouldn't it also, shouldn't the nighttime be the same as the daytime when it comes to korban? Meaning the korban that you bring for the newborn? So if the newborn came about in the night of the 81st, he should also have his own korban, just like if he was born in the day of the 81st. That was the ta'ana of Bet Hillel to Bet Shammai. Bet Shammai answered back. They had a very strong answer. Rashi's going to tell us. And actually, Bet Hillel changed their mind to a certain degree. Okay, we'll soon see that. just to finish up the reading of the Gemara here, Midika'amar Bet Hillel Bet Shammai, from the wording that we see, that Bet Hillel told Bet Shammai, Maishna Or 81, Miyom 81, I mean, there you have it exactly laid out. What did they say? What is the difference between Or 81 and Yom 81? Shma Mina Or Urtahu Shma Mina. Here's the third Shma Mina that we have to prove, like Rav Yehuda, that Or means nighttime. And still the Gemara is not done. But we have some work to do in Rashi before we get to the next Metive. Let's plunge in on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the top Rashi. Hamapelet Or L'81. Bikretot, not creases. Bikretot in Masechet Kretot B'Perek Hama. In the first Perek of Masechet Kretot, the Kaimalan, we hold lehalacha, we learn out from the pasuk, Zot Torah Tayoledet. This is the law of the woman who gives birth. Melamed, we learn from this pasuk, Shemevi'a korban echad al vladot arbe. That it's possible, I mean, this is like a far-fetched scenario, right? But I guess it's possible. Shemevi'a korban echad al vladot arbe, that she can bring one korban on multiple births. Which means, if let's say, here is the background. I mean, Rashi's going to speak more, but let's just give the background here. I'm sure you did your homework and you know what I'm about to say. So there is a halacha. Let's specifically talk about giving birth to a girl. So when she gives birth to a girl, a woman is tameh for 2 weeks, right? When it's giving birth to a male, it's for 1 week. But to a nekeva, v'im nekeva teled, v'tame'a shevu'aim kenidata. If she gives birth to a nekeva, she's now tameh for 14 days, for 2 weeks. And then, after the 14 days, she now has to wait 66 additional days until she gets to day 80 after her birth. Then she's able, and not only able, but required, she's obligated to bring a korban yoledet. On the day of the 81st from her birth, she brings a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving birth. Now, after the 14 days of the days of Tum'ah, those 66 days are called Yeme Tahora. They are days of purity. What does that mean, days of purity? If she sees dam throughout those 66 days, it's called dam tohar. It's not dam nida, it's dam tohar. Whether you understand it or not, that's the gezerah of Malko Shel Olam. That's how it is. It's dam tohar, she's not nida. It doesn't matter how much dam she sees. The only time it's dam tameh is in the first 2 weeks. But in the ensuing 66 days afterwards, it's called Dam Tohar. If on day 81 she sees Dam, that's back to Dam Nida. Then she becomes Tameh. And when I say in the day of after the 66, even in the night, right? The night of day 81, if she sees Dam, it is Dam Tameh. It's not Dam Tohar anymore. So now, let's say after the 14 days of Tum'ah, she was with her husband, and she became pregnant again. That's what I meant, far-fetched. Can you imagine that happening? But it happens. It could happen. Not really today anymore, because we have a minhag to wait a little bit longer than 2 weeks, right? We wait for Sektara, Shiva Nekiim. We're talking here in the time, in biblical times, in Midoraita, where the Shiva Nekiim was only required for Ziva, was not required for Dam Nida or Dam Leda. So therefore, it was possible to give birth, it was possible to become pregnant again after 14 days. Now, obviously, if she's going to give birth right away, that's a miscarriage. But even for the miscarriage, there is a chiyuv of bringing a korban. But if this miscarriage took place, that's called hamapelet, right? Mapelet is, she's mapil, she miscarries. And the vlad comes out during the 80 days. If that happens during the 80 days, we learn from the pasuk, Zot Torah Tayoledet, on day 81, when she now is obligated, this is when the chiyuv of the korban of the first leda only begins. She brings only one korban for both. She gave birth two times, doesn't matter. For both times, she brings one korban.
That's what we wanted to ask you. When is the first time she could possibly bring a korban for the first baby?
Day 81.
Why is that so?
That's what it says in the Torah. What do you mean, why is that so? That's what it says in the Torah. Open up in the beginning of Parashat Tazria. It says, V'tame'a shevu'ayim kenidata. V'shishim yom v'sheshet yamim teshev al demet ta'ora. V'chol kodesh lo tiga ve'el ha'migdash lo tavo. Ad melot yemet ta'ora. She's, even though the dam that she sees in the 66 days is dam tohar, but she's not allowed to come to the Bet HaMikdash. She's not allowed to eat any korban or to bring any korban all throughout those 80 days. Ubimlot yemet ta'ora. Then tavi, then she brings keves and the whole korban that is described there in the pasuk. So when does the obligation of bringing the korban begin? Day 81, bimlot yemet ta'ora. After the full 80 days have passed, then she has to bring the korban. So now, if she gave birth beforehand a second time, gave birth meaning a miscarriage, lo alenu, right? So she miscarried before the chiyuv of korban of the first one even got off the ground. So when it does get off the ground, one chiyuv is good for both. But if let's say she gave birth on day 81, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, her obligation to bring the korban for the first baby already began in the morning. Now the new birth brings about a new obligation. A new obligation. She has two obligations now. Then she has to bring two korbanot. So it's very simple. It's plain and simple. The machloket is, right? The machloket is, when is it? If let's say she gave birth in the night of 81. So that's when Bet Hillel, Bet Shammai are saying patur, which means Bet Shammai are the mechadesh over here, right? They're the chidush. They say patur, meaning, oh, you still made it. You still made it. They go by the time when you actually can bring the korban. Since the night time is not the time that you can actually bring the korban, so it's considered like you got in a second birth before the obligation of the first one even kicked in. Whereas Bet Hillel say, no. They say the obligation for the korban of the first birth begins at night already. In practicality, you cannot bring it till the morning. It's only mechusal maaseh. It's only that you cannot do the act of ringing the korban, but the obligation, the chaluta chiyuv, already begins from night. And therefore, if there is a second birth that happens that night, it's considered a birth that came about after the obligation of the first one already got off the ground. That's the machloket between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. I think now Rashi is going to stream like water. Let's look in Rashi. So again, Rashi, all the way from the beginning. Hamapelet or lishmonim ve'echad. Oh wow! Is it okay? Should we stop here and do Rashi tomorrow? Well, okay. Because if I start with Rashi, then you know Rashi goes all the way down. So we'll leave this for tomorrow. Bezat Hashem, right away we'll kick off the day with Rashi from the top, and then we'll continue and continue on in the Gemara. Bezat Hashem. Okay, guys. Have a good day.